Dana White, what are you doing? What are you doing? You are a respected promoter, arguably the best promoter of all time. Now, wrestling fans will argue that that title belongs to Vince McMahon. And even though I don't like the WWE, I do respect the business acumen of Vince McMahon. But Dana White, I know you never back down from a war of words with someone, but getting into it with Jake Paul, this kid's not on your level. What are you doing? We all know what's going on here. Let's just be real. This is all hype. This is all a ploy to sell pay-per-views later this year. It wouldn't surprise me if Dana White and Jake Paul are secretly working together behind the scenes on this. But here is where I have an issue with it, at least from Dana White and the UFC perspective. Jake Paul has nothing to lose here. This is nothing but free promotion for him. This is a kid who jumped on his older brother's back and rode him to fame. His older brother gets famous by acting a fool on YouTube. Jake Paul follows his lead. His older brother wakes up one morning and he decides, "Today I am going to identify myself as a boxer." Jake Paul follows his lead. Now, with his boxing career rapidly declining, he decides to call out Dana White in the UFC, who have a hell of a lot more to lose here than Jake Paul does. Like I said, Jake Paul has nothing to lose, whereas Dana White and the UFC, they're risking their credibility here. If Dana White allows Jake Paul to fight Jorge Masvidal, he is putting the UFC in a lose-lose situation. Sure, it may pop a huge buy rate, maybe. That's not even guaranteed. Jake Paul's rematch with Tyron Woodley a couple of weeks ago sold around 60,000 pay-per-views. That number would be higher with the UFC promotion machine behind him, but this strategy of Dana White is short-sighted. Think about this. If Jorge Masvidal beats the hell out of Jake Paul, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's expected. Jorge Masvidal is a professional MMA fighter. Jake Paul is a professional dumbass. We expect Jorge Masvidal to dominate this fight. But what if Jorge Masvidal loses to Jake Paul? What if he loses? The credibility, not only of Jorge Masvidal, but the credibility of every fighter in the UFC would evaporate. One of the appeals to the UFC is that these are the best fighters in the world. They're legitimate badasses. All that credibility is gone. If some kid walks out of his YouTube studio, steps into the octagon, and beats one of the top fighters in the promotion, not only would Dana White be risking his fighter's credibility, he is risking the credibility of the promotion itself. We have talked about this several times before. The sport of boxing has turned into a circus. We went from Tyson Holyfield on pay-per-view to Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter couldn't strike fear into a pussycat. We went from Ali Frazier to Peter Guns versus Cisco. I guarantee you, 90% of my audience has never heard of Peter Guns or Cisco. That's why I mentioned them. Those are the types of boxers that we are seeing on pay-per-view in 2021. Right now, the UFC has legitimacy. It's respected. You risk losing that by bringing in Jake Paul. Dana White's already tried this before. Hell, he tried it twice. It didn't work. He brought in CM Punk, gave him 2 or 3 years to prep for his first fight. It was a disaster. It was embarrassing. And CM Punk was fighting nobodies. His first fight was against Mickey Gall. Then he fought some dude named Michael Jackson, not the icon Michael Jackson, though he probably would have kicked CM Punk's ass too. Jake Paul took to Twitter yesterday to keep this feud, I guess you could call it, with Dana White alive. He published his list of demands and said that he will retire from boxing and fight Jorge Masvidal at the same time if Dana White meets these demands. First of all, in order to make demands, you gotta have leverage. Jake Paul doesn't have leverage. He has everything to gain, nothing to lose. He's not in a position to be making demands. And second, in order to retire from something, you actually have to be something first. If I came on here today and announced that I'm going to retire from the NFL, would anyone care? No, because I'm not a professional athlete. just like Jake Paul's not a professional boxer. I am still confused as to why Jake Paul wants to fight in the UFC in the first place. Because according to him, Dana White doesn't pay his fighters fairly. If that's the case, why the hell do you want to work for it? One of his demands to Dana White is to increase minimum fighter pay to $50,000 per fight. Clearly, Jake Paul doesn't know anything about business. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's pay fighters with no drawing power a minimum of 50 grand every fight to not make us any money. Dana White ended up responding to Jake Paul, basically repeating everything we've heard him say the past couple of weeks. But it was Jake Paul's response to Dana White's response that really caught my attention. Anytime you're in an argument with someone and they start attacking you personally, like Jake Paul did to Dana White, it is a sign that they know they're losing the argument. Dana White is a seasoned businessman. Jake Paul is a child living in a man's world. Big difference. First off, let's start here. This right here perfectly illustrates why Jake Paul knows nothing about the pay-per-view business. Roll the clip.
And you say Masvidal is a pay-per-view superstar. Let's go to his last Instagram post. 5,000 likes or 10,000 likes or some shit. Do you realize that my mom, Pam, gets more likes than your pay-per-view superstars?
Obviously, Jake Paul missed my video on social media popularity not equating to television ratings, or in this case, pay-per-view buys. My mommy gets more likes on Instagram than Jorge Masvidal. Who cares? You know how many pay-per-views your mommy will sell? Zero. No one's paying to watch your mother do anything. Jake Paul has 18 million followers on Instagram. Jorge Masvidal, 3 million. Yet somehow, Jorge Masvidal sold 700,000 his last fight, while Jake Paul barely cracked 60,000. If Jorge Masvidal isn't a draw, like Jake Paul says, then why the hell do you want to fight him so badly? If the guy can't draw money, can't make money, then why are you pushing to fight him? You are contradicting yourself again. It was the last part of the clip that really caught my attention. Watch this.
It shows that you are in a corner. You're a dog in a corner trying to fight to save his whole company and the embarrassment that I've put you through. Everybody sees it. And what you can't accept or love or appreciate is that I'm trying to change the sport forever. And you are one of the most selfish captains.
This kid is so delusional. Oh yeah, you're trying to change the sport forever. You're trying to push it into extinction. If Dana White promoted a pay-per-view and it featured nothing but fighters like Jake Paul, the UFC would go out of business. This kid actually believes that Dana White and the UFC need him instead of the other way around. Your promotion's dying. I'm here to save the day. 2021 just so happened to be a banner year for the UFC. They sold damn near 10 million pay-per-views. Pretty sure that's a record for the promotion. But did you catch the last part? It cut off at the end of the clip, but the words were on the screen. Jake Paul calling Dana White a selfish capitalist. Did you catch that part? In case you guys didn't know, Jake Paul is of the woke persuasion. He is one of those that have no idea what he's talking about, but he leans left because it's the popular thing to do in Hollywood. Clearly, Jake Paul is clueless because he himself is a capitalist. I guarantee you, his last fight against Tyron Woodley, Jake Paul made the most money. According to his own logic, that's just not right. Every fighter on the card should have been paid the same. The pot should have been split down the middle, equally between all the fighters. Now, of course, that wasn't the case, and it shouldn't be the case. The fighters who drew the money, Jake Paul mainly, they get paid the most. That's how it works. I am afraid that we are going to see Jake Paul in the UFC this year. Short term, it's a smart decision by Dana White, if you just look at it monetarily. But this could backfire, and I keep repeating this point, but it is a major point. Jake Paul has nothing to lose. Dana White and the UFC have everything to lose. Now, I'm not saying they'd go out of business, but if Jake Paul were to beat Jorge Masvidal, it would be a monumental embarrassment for the UFC. Their fighters would no longer be feared. Plus, leading up to the fight, Jake Paul would turn it into a clown show because that's what he does. He acts like a fool. He's 24 years old. What the hell do you expect? All right, let me know what you guys think. Should Dana White continue this back and forth with Jake Paul, or is he above this? Also, should Jake Paul be allowed to fight in the UFC this year? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.